I want to acknowledge, so I'll be presenting on situation of budget cuts, layoffs or staff reduction, and the impact on the programs. Originally, my colleague Rachel Willard was going to present, make this presentation, and there was so much going on that we changed our duties, and so I'm presenting. And so I wanted to acknowledge Rachel Willard and Carolyn Leap, who made significant contributions to this presentation. I have sadly no relationship to disclose. Everything is sad today. No. Okay, so as I said, the purpose of this presentation is to share with you the situation of budget cuts, workforce cuts, and program cuts. And we have made similar presentation in the past, but this presentation is more about trends. So you'd see some trends. And in addition, we've also included some variables from another source, which I'll talk in more detail about. And we've looked at the infrastructural characteristics of the local health departments that are associated with budget cuts. And so you'd see some of that. Quickly, there are three waves of the primary data source, which is NATO's job loss and program cut survey. And as you could see, the first wave was conducted in December of 2008, the second one in mid-2009, July, August of 2009, and wave three, early 2010. And the next wave data are being collected as we speak, and you know, you'd hopefully see that in a future forum. And what we've done is, in comparing the subgroup differences, we've used chi-squared and t-test as appropriate. To give you some idea about the size of samples, all of those three waves of economic surveillance survey were based on nationally representative sample of all local health departments, which are approximately 2,800 in number. The first wave was a census approach, and it was slightly modified census approach. I'm not gonna go into detail because I know I'm gonna run out of time later on. So 45% response rate for the first one, 63% for the second wave, and 72%. So as you could see, we got better as we conducted more waves of the same survey. Our bigger survey and a study that is repeated periodically is the National Profile of Local Health Departments. So the 2008 profile study, there were 2,794 local health departments in the sampling frame, in the target population, and 2,332 responded with an 83% response rate. So now, looking at this diagram, you could see how proportion of local health departments that said that their current year's budget is lower than their previous year's budget went from 27% in 2008, December 2008, to 45% to 38%. But in fact, if you don't count one-time funding for ARRA and H1N1, then it was actually 53%. And when asked if they anticipated future budget cuts, 47% thought that they would, they anticipated budget cuts in the next year. Show you the distribution of, or proportion of local health departments that indicated that they had lost budget by state. So the darker colors show the hardest hit states, and lighter colors show that the proportion of local health departments that lost budget was relatively lower. And so by late 2008, more than half of the LHDs in 7 states said that they had lower budget than the previous year. In the 2009, mid-2009, you see that more states are now with the darker color. So that's very consistent with earlier figure that showed the trend of proportion of local health departments showing, indicating that they lost budget. And so 20 states indicated that 50%, or more than half, or 50% of the local health departments lost budget in that particular state. Now, at first look, in 2010, it seems like situation had improved, but when you do not count the one-time funding, it shows that there were 26 states that indicated that more than half of LHDs had their budget cuts. Now, another way of looking at, so that was about proportion of local health departments. Previously, I've been talking about proportion of local health departments that indicated budget loss. So of those 230 local health departments in the sample that indicated that they lost budget, this is the this figure shows you the magnitude of budget loss. So as you see, for instance, roughly half of the local health departments indicated that they lost their budget, the loss in budget is between 7% to almost 20%. So I'm talking about addition of these two. And 7% indicated that they had budget loss that was greater than 20%. Now I'm going to switch to the situation of workforce reduction. 46% local health departments indicated that they had layoffs, so they lost staff to layoffs or attrition. 23% indicated having reduced hours or had imposed furloughs. Now, if we look at the proportion of U.S. population that was in those local health departments that got affected, 73% of the U.S. population was resided in the local health departments that lost staff, and then 26% of the population was in the local health departments that indicated furloughs. So, based on our sample and using the appropriate sampling weights, we came up with an estimation of 15,500 jobs lost between January of 2009 through December of 2009. Now again, very similar to the budget loss, the staff reduction was somewhat consistent. So in 2010 January, so the January of 2010, the wave three of the economic surveillance survey, we noticed that 26 states indicated that they had half of their, or 50% of the local health departments with at least one staff lost. So what kind of programs were reduced as a result? Before we go to that, just a bigger picture, that 50% of local health departments made cuts to at least one program, and you could see the hardest hit states from the darker colors in the map. The most frequently reduced programs were population-based primary prevention, maternal and child health, clinical health services, and so forth. And again, the population that was residing in those local health departments is indicated in the darker, with the darker bars. So now, the last segment of my presentation, what of the variables that were available using the bivariate analysis, so it's not a multivariate analysis, so obviously many things could not be controlled for. Using the bivariate analysis, this is what we saw. So local health departments that were larger in size in terms of population covered, they were, a greater proportion was actually affected by the budget cuts. So for instance, local health departments that were 500,000 or more population had 74% of the of them in having some kind of budget loss. And this was the only size of the local health department, or this was the only category that was statistically significantly different than the other categories. Now, another way of looking at the same thing is by source of the funds or the source of revenue. So you see that local health departments shown with had budget cuts shown with the darker bar. They had larger proportion of budget from city or town and from regulatory fees, then so those were the sources of budgets that were associated with higher likelihood of job budget cuts. On the other hand, the sources that were, for example, county, federal pass-through, Medicare, Medicaid, then the higher the proportion of budget from these sources, less likely the local health departments were to have the budget cuts. And I'm glad that I still have 5 minutes, because I was thinking I almost ran out of time. Okay, so looking at the budget cut situation by the type of governance. So state governed versus locally governed by the three population categories, large, medium, and small, of local health departments. We see that the overall locally governed local health departments were more likely to have budget cuts. So 54% indicated budget cuts as opposed to 50%. And you must have noticed that the last segment of my presentation is using data from the last of our three waves of survey. So these statistics are based on the January 2010 wave of the economic surveillance survey. Now when we look at the same, so look at the differences by local and state, by the size of local health department, we see that in the smaller local health departments of 50,000 or lower population, a larger proportion of locally governed had budget cuts. So if you are locally governed and you are small local health department, more likely to have budget cuts. And as the size increased to medium and large, the relationship flip-flopped. And I think this is final, maybe not. So Board of Health, having a local Board of Health helped, because those local health departments that had a local Board of Health, they 51% indicated budget loss, and those with no local Board of Health, 61% indicated budget loss. And in small local health departments, there was no difference by the governance category. But with the medium and large size, the differences were significant. All right, so I think this is last. Per capita expenditure. So there was no difference in budget loss whether if the local health departments were small. So if for the medium-sized local health department, the bigger the per capita, those local health departments that lost budget, they had slightly higher per capita expenditures, 47 compared to 42. And in the largest category, the situation kind of flip-flopped. And these are not just these are not just the differences of my vocabulary. These are not just the differences because of the small sample sizes and, you know, they are, so our sample is pretty big. These are the real differences. So, and you see that there is a huge difference between per capita expenditure for those who lost budget as opposed to those who did not. So for large local health departments, having larger per capita expenditure was basically associated with not losing budget. Okay, so if you are wondering what's happening to the survey, we are conducting one wave right now with the profile survey and the final, but we also are asking 4 or 5 questions in January of 2011, very small questionnaire to update the situation in January of 2011. And for more information, so there are many really pretty looking reports that we've created based on these surveys, and they are all available at Nature's website, www.nature.org/LHDbudget. And for more information, you can always contact me at my email. Thank you very much. And I would be toast if I did not acknowledge. I would like to acknowledge the two agencies that funded the surveys. One is Robert Wood Johnson Foundation that was a co-funder for the profile survey, and the budget cut surveys are funded by CDC funds through a cooperative agreement. Thank you very much.